Okay, here we go. Five short ideas for Parsha Shmini, Parsha's Parah, Tavshin Pei Beis, Alon Shmini, the Schos for Shem of Esther Tilbas Arat Zipora, Kamil Sheben Reza, and the Nishmas, the Sarah Torah of Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal. First idea comes to us from the Sar Shamal Bel, the Rebbe, I believe it's the second or third week in a row. The opening Pasuk tells us, Ayibe Yom Shmini Kara Moshe, the Aaron alone of the Zigne Yisrael. And it was on the eighth day that Moshe made a call out to Aaron and to his sons and to the Zakanim. And says the Belzer Rebbe, why dafka the Lashon of Kara, Kara Moshe? He says, you want to know why Kara Moshe? Because look at the beginning of the Sefer, Vayikra, Hashem HaMoshe. And we know Rashi says, Kara Lashon Chiba, the Lashon of love. But also Lashon Shel Chiba Shekara Kadosh Baruch Hu LaMoshe, the same way that Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe Ben with love, Vayikra El Moshe, Bo B'Lashon Kara Moshe L'Aron L'Levana L'Zegnei Yisrael, so too, says the Belzer Rebbe, Moshe Rabbeinu called out to Aaron and to Aaron's sons of the Zakenim with the same lashon of chiba of love and care, mida kenegen mida. Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe with love, kara lashon chiba. So too here is lashon chiba of Moshe calling out to Aaron and to his sons and to the Zakenim. And I thought this is a very profound lesson. My Rebbe Rav Amir Shlita likes to say, nowadays you want your students, your kids to listen to you. You can't start giving them. If you do this, you're not going to get that. The Yira doesn't work for us. It's got to be with love. You have to tell the kids, I want to give over your Shabbos. I want to give over the beauty of Torah because I love and I care about you. Not in a forceful way, but it's got to be in a love and a caring way. A love and a caring way. And that's exactly what Adar and Nisan, all these parshiyos are all about. We know that the Sasamas teaches us that what Elul in Tishrei is Tshuva Meyira, Adar and Nisan is Tshuva Meyahava. Right, Elul and Tishrei, we do tshuva out of fear, but there's a high level. The high level is lashon chiba, lashon tshuva me'ahava, doing tshuva out of love, and that's what it's all about. Lashon chiba, to realize that we want to affect others, like the pasuk says, I believe it in Mishlei, divrei chachamim nishmon benachas. It's got to be done with love. The words of chachamim are done with nachas, with patience and with care and concern. That's exactly what Moshe did. Kara lashon chiba. Kara, what an incredible idea from the Sasham of Bell, as well as the Rebbe, Rav Weinberger, and the Sasemis of the Pasuk of Mishlei. Moving on to idea number two. Idea number two, we're going to stick with the world of the Ger, the world of Ger, the Sasemis of the Imre Emes. I want you to take an eagle, he tells to Aaron, take an eagle. And what happened was Rashi says, Kachacha eagle, Odiyaj, Mechapelach, Rishparach, the eagle's there, Amaisa eagle, Shaasa. What happens is, you know, the Aaron Amir gets a little bit embarrassed. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Dafka, take an eagle to show you that the Maisa eagle was atoned for. It was atoned for. But says the Imre Emes, what's the deeper idea for Dafka and eagle? So specifically, the animal couldn't be a goat. It couldn't be a cow. It had to be an eagle. Well, an eagle is a cow. But it had Dafka be had an eagle. Says the Imre Emes, Hayos v'Aaron shavah b'tshuv me'ahava. Aaron did shuv me'ahava. The Gemara in Yuma tells us when a Jew does tshuva meira, you change the sins you once did on purpose to accidental. But you do tshuva out of love, tshuva meahava. You do change the sins you once did on purpose into not only to sins of accidental sins, but you do change them to tzchuyus. Lefichach nitzav lavi davka ego lechaparaso. It wasn't just to show, says Rashi, that Kadosh Baruch Hu forgave him. It was davka because Aaron did tshuva meahava. And when a person does tshuva meahava, you take your past. And not only does it change it from sins and purpose to accidental, it changes to schusim. Says the Imre Emes, when a person does shumayava, you change, become a new person. It becomes a new schusim. And at the end of the day, what used to be all these zeros, now you added a one in. I saw that, I don't know, I forgot who told me that. He had all those zeros, but when you do shumayava, you put a one. And I think that's the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, the Baal Tshuva, someone who sins but does Tshuva, is on a higher level than a Tzaddik. On a higher level, because you use your past for your future. Use your past in distress, use your past mess-ups to help you going forward. Isn't that what Parshas Parah is all about? Parshas Parah, we talk all about the Inyan of Parah Aduma, of realizing, you know what? The Cheda Eagle, the Parah Aduma was Mechaper for the Cheda Eagle. We're using our past to help for our future. That's what Tshuva Me'ahava is all about. Tshuva Me'ahava is doing tshuva out of love for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. If you want to see more about the Tshuva Me'ahava, look at the Kedushas Levi in Adas Torah for Shabbat Shuva. What an incredible idea. Dafkar of an eagle, says the Imre Emes, to show that Aaron HaKohen did Tshuva Me'ahava. The Gemara Brachas Lamedalet on the Kedushas Levi on Shabbat Shuva. Moving on to Dinah number three. Hadin number three comes to us in the Mishmeres Itamar. Mishmeres Itamar of Itamar mi konska lovely. We'll just say with Mishmeres Itamar. Says the Mishmeres Itamar paperic test pasuk hey vayichu es asher tziva Moshe el panei ol moed. They took everything Moshe told them to bring the ol moed. Vayikruvu koaid vayamdu lifnei Hashem. Vayikruvu koaid and all the nation came closer vayamdu lifnei Hashem. They stood in front of Hashem. What is lashon of koaid? Says the Mishmeres Itamar. When the Eidah is together, and the Eidah is ba'achtus, and you see the Jewish people are mourning over Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it doesn't matter, Jew, of the religious, not religious, soccer game, Hasidish, not Hasidish. If it's kol ha'Eidah, then the yamdu lifnei Hashem, then you're zochet to the lifnei Hashem, then you're zochet to the Gilui Shechina. The Rebbeinu Shem wants one thing, our Tata wants one thing, the koach of achtus. Vayikruv kol ha'Eidah, the kol ha'Eidah comes together. They're not judging by the size of your kippah, the skirt length, or pants, or this or that. When it's kol ha'ida, it's Rabbi Nachman Reish Pei Beis, that you look for the good in every single Jew. Then the yamdu lifnei Hashem. Then the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to dwell shechina. Isn't that what Purim is all about? You can't remember, forget Pura. The Sar Makadosh said, Lashon Purim is Lashon Purim. What was Purim all about? Says the Manos HaLevi, the Sassemes has the same idea. We said this, so we'll say it again. The whole Gzeirah came because we were am befuzer mefura. We didn't care about each other. But Esther tells Mordechai, Lech chinos kol yidim, go gather the Jews together. When you have the koich of achdus, then we can have everything. We can have the Yeshua. Says the Menos Levi, and you have Lech chinos kol yehudim, then you can have the Yeshua. And that's kol ha'ida. When you have kol ha'ida, you're not judgmental. When you be like Aaron a Kohen, over Shavuot Hashem, over Sabrus and Mekarv, over Sabrus, they love them, Mekarv and the Torah, that'll bring them to love the Rabbanu Shalom, says Rabbi Yonah and the Sarmi Kedoshim. That's what it's all about. Showing that love, showing that achdus. And we do that. That brings the Gilui Shechina, that brings the Yeshuas for all Lanu L'Chol Yisrael. What an incredible idea from the Shemeres Itamar, incredible idea from Menos Levi Sasemis, and what we see from Rav Chaim Kanievsky Zatzal just the past few days, incredible Achtus. All those Jews who got free food in bathrooms, all those thousands of Jews who came to Bnei Brak, and they'd be able to give up food for free to Jews, to holy Jews, because they're going to be hot, Jews who are going to be hot, or traveled a lot, yet there are the Jews, those sons of Chassidim, the visions of Chassidim, all those Jews were able to help out every single Jew, no matter who they were. And that soccer game to show that Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Lanu L'Chol Beis Yisrael, we're caring, we're thinking about, and the Jew, religious, non-religious, doesn't matter, Chiloni, doesn't matter. Koich of Achtus, what an incredible idea of Mishmeres Itamar, Maris Halevi Salsemis, moving on, and Rabbeinu Yonah, moving on to idea, and the Sar Mekadosh, moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes out to Menachem Zion Zaks, the grandson of Rav Pesach Frank. And put now on Sheni, Perek Tes Pasuk Chavez. Vayisa Aaron as Yado El Ha'am Vayivarchim. Aaron lifts up his hands and he does Berachas Kohanim. Gemara in Sotel Amechesam Rav tells us Mikan the Berachas Kohanim she Tuhuna Nisius Kapan. From here we see that when you do Berachas Kohanim, you need to do Nisius Kapan. You have to lift up your hands. Says the Menachem Sion, what's the deeper idea about Berachas Kohanim? You have to lift up your hands. He says it's not just good enough to be able to do a physical act. Your physical act, harhen kineshama bibli guf, al kohanim mori ha'am letzarf ma'isa ledibur. Aaron HaKohen was teaching every single Kohen, teaching every single Jew. When you do an action, it's got to do b'moach and b'lev. If you do it without the lev or without the moach, it's like a neshama without a guf. It's like a soul without a body. So the pasuk is an eicha. Nasa levavinu l'kapayim el l'bashamayim. You have to lift up your hearts and with your hands to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do our Judaism, you have to have our Yiddishkeit with our lev, with our fire, with our passion. And that's what the Satsamas teaches. We're going to say this again and again. If you take Yisrael 541, you take Eish out of Yisrael. Take the lev out of a Jew. What are you left with? Eish at 301 out of 541. You left with Haman. You left with 240. Our Jewish job is to be able to make sure when you do a Berachas Kohanim, you're davening, when you're learning, when you're spending time with the kids, it's not just doing it b'mayach, but it's making sure to do it b'lev. And that's what Gemara tells us in Sotel Amelches. You're doing Berachas Kohanim. You're doing the brachas. It's got to be with the Nisias Kapayim. It's got to be with hands. You have to connect your mayach and your lev. It's the whole Indian of Chabad. They have a whole, the Tanya talks all about this. To make sure your emotional and intellectual comes together. You can't just have the action. You have to have the spirit. You got to have the fire and the passion as well. What a beautiful idea from Menachem Sim Zaks. And from the Baal Tanya, turns from the Sfasemis, moving on to idea number five. Final idea number five comes to us, the Imre Chaim of Vizhitz. We haven't quoted the Imre Chaim of Vizhitz in a long time. The last pasuk in Sheni, Vayova Moshe, Aaron and Moshe both came to the Olmoy, Vayitza, Vayvarach, Salam. They both came and they blessed the nation. Vayerech Var Hashem HaKol Ha'idah. And they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kavod, and they saw, everyone felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina. Vayivarchu Asa'am. What was the bracha? The bracha was, you got to read the pasuk. Vayivarchu Asa'am. Hard stop. No, says the Rimechaim of Edges. Vayivarchu Zuhayz Vayirchav Hashem El Kolam Sheyiskul Gilishchina. What was their bracha? Their bracha was that every single Jew should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their bracha was, Vayivarchu Asa'am Vayirchav Hashem El Kolam. Their bracha was that every Jew should feel and know HaKadosh Baruch Hu by their side. To see that you feel the Gilu Hashchina. Rabbi Goldberg said at Shalosh Shudas, from the Sefer Orchaz Yoshev and Mechaim Kanievsky, in the Sefer Orchaz Yoshev, it's 30 chapters, by it goes by the Alphabet, so, but under the Indian of Ashkacha, he says an incredible Maisa from Rabbi Kibager, a tragic Maisa. There was a Meshumar, there was a Jew who didn't want to be Jewish anymore, and was holding his wife in prison. There was a good crisis, even by the times of Rabbi Kibager, didn't want to give her a get. And what happened was, Rabbi Kibager finally got to be able to speak to this guy, this Meshumar. He says, "You pastama, you learn when you were little, and you know the Gemara in Kiddushin tells us there's three ways you can marry someone: kesef, shtar, and bia. But there's also two ways to get out, two ways for a person to get out: get or mises aval. If you don't want to give your wife a get, you don't want to give a bill of divorce, no problem. It's gonna be your choice." The guy laughed at Rabbi Kiva Eger and walked out of the house. But as he walked out of the house, he fell down up on the steps and broke his neck. Rabbi Kiva Eger understood. He said, "It's your choice. You want to give the get, or it's mises aval." That's gilui shechina. That's when a Jew finally firmly believes in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish. Vayechavod Hashem. What was the bracha? They should feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They should see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. They should feel a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a scary maisa. But at the end of the day, to know that Talmidei Chacham and Tzadikim have tremendous. The more you let a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more you look for him, the more like the Kotzker says, where is the Kadosh Baruch Hu found? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you let him in. Moshe and Aaron's bracha to Klai Yisrael was Vayivarech Chavod Hashem. Vayivarech Hasav, Vayir Chavod Hashem. Their bracha was, you should feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side. You should always know HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side. He's always there. It says the cuts wherever you let him in. Incredible idea. From Rabbi Mechaim HaVishnitz, the Maisam Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, from Rabbi Kiva Eger, and from the Kotzker. Let's review those five ideas. We start off saying the first idea from the Zabal Zareba, Kara Moshe La'aron, why Zafka Loshen Kara, because Vayikra, in the beginning of the Sefer Vayikra, Chazal tell us, Rashi brings the Vayikra as Loshen Chiba. So the same way Chodesh Baruch calls out to Moshe Loshen Chiba, Moshe calls out to Aaron and his sons and the Zekanim with Loshen Chiba. And every single Jew, Rav Weinberger says nowadays, we have to use this love. Devar Chacham Neshman Benachas, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, I believe. I think it's Mishlei. That the words of the Chachamim are heard with love and care. That's what Nisan and other Nisan's all about. It's all about Ahava. Right, Tshuva Meira is Elon Tisha says this Sasemus, but other Nisan Tshuva Meira. The second idea, talking about Tshuva Meira Hava, Sasemus is son, Kachacha Eagle, Rashi says to show Aaron that everything happened to the eagle Azov, everything was repaired for. So the Imam says, Dafka the eagle, because Aaron Dafka used what he used in the past, and Tshuva Meira Hava used his past to help us for his future. Be able to use your past to help you with your future. That's the Gemara Brachah Slam and Dalet. Malakam Shemal Yitshuva Tzadikim Ain't Balakam Shemal Yitshuva Omnim Ain't Tzadikim Omnim. About Yitshuva is on our level than a Tzadik. If you want to look over how that works, because the Gemara Numa tells us about Peivov, when someone does Yitshuva Meira, Yitshuva out of fear, you just change the level from purposeful to accidental. Yitshuva Meyav, Yitshuva out of love, you change the sin that you want to send a purpose into a mitzvah. Want to see more on that? Look at the Kedushas Levin, the Haftor, and the Shabbat Shuvah. The Shemaris Itamar, the third idea. Vayikriva Kol Eidah, V'ayim Nuvim Ne'ashem. Vayikriva Kol Eidah. When you're Kol Eidah, when you're together, then you're Zocha V'ayim Nuvim Ne'ashem. Then you're Zocha Tekarash Baruch Hu Shechina. Then you're Zocha Tekarash Baruch Hu Z'Geula. And that's the Monos Alevin, that's the Sasemech. Leis Kanochas Kol Yehudim. I had a counteract to Amavuzer Mefura. Amavuzer Mefura, Haman says. They're scattered nation. But Leis Kanochas Kol Yehudim, says the Monos Alevin, and Sasemech. When you're together as one, like we see in the Eretz Yisrael, going over to Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Petira. Then at the end of the day, we'll have Kadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. Menachem Sion, the fourth idea, Tez Chafez, Vayisa Aaron as Yodo, as Elam Vayivarachim, the Gemara in Sota tells us, Lamaches, Mikan the Berchas Kohanim, Tzuna, Nisiyas Kapayim, we see from here that Berchas Kohanim needs Nisiyas Kapayim. You have to put your hands over the Jews. You have to put your hands, you have to wave them over Klai Yisrael. And we know, says the Menachem Sion, it's not just good enough to be a Yid, to give you a bracha, but it's got to be with lev. Aim it, stop it, grab the others with lev. There's a puzzle in Echel Gimel. Nasa lo vaveno kapayim kelkel kabash shemayim. To lift up our hearts and our hands, Zohar Shparach Hu. What does it mean to hand our hearts? And the Baal Tani tells us, we have to connect our intellect and our lev. You can't just be Jewish neshamas and be on fire for Kadosh Baruch Hu because we heard a good chabura and we heard a good chakira. We have to be on fire for the Rabbonu Shem, on fire for Torah. The Torah's got to affect our hearts. Like I heard so from Rav David Weinberg Sefer, the birth of the spoken word, incredible Sefer. He says, after you learn and you're not more patient and more kind and sensitive, you didn't learn. You didn't learn. Because when a person's on fire for a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when you know the Torah cold, as Rav David says, then your hearts have to be so loving. have to be on fire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, you know the Torah cold in your intellect. Cold in your intellect. But your hearts have to be so on fire. Have to be so warm and so warm and so fresh. To make sure that we have that connection between the Lev and the Mayach. Fifth and final idea, we enter the Tzav says that Amalek wants to take the Isha out of Yisrael, not to get 240. Name Rechaim Avishas, the fifth and final idea, Vayivarach HaSa'om. What was the bracha? What was the bracha that Moshe and Aaron gave? They should feel a Kodesh Baruch in their lives. They should feel a Kodesh Baruch in their lives. And that was the Meister of Chaim Knesser, Bekiva Eger. Because Pope Pasha Bekiva Eger said, you don't want to give your wife again, no problem. And the guy went down, he left, get Mrs. Zabal, she was free. At the end of the day, to believe in the koyach of the bracha, to believe in the koyach of tzaddikim, to believe the more the bracha, the biggest bracha in the world, to know Kodesh Baruch Hu is by her side. The Chatzker Rebbe says, "Where is the Kodesh Baruch Hu found? Wherever Lim let him in." She was zochah as the Shem to always live with chiba, to spread chiba, to spread love with each other. Just don't know when we do that. That'll be the ultimate connector from us to our children, to our students, to true meyahav, believe in true meyahav, to believe in the koyach of achdus, to understand, to be able to connect our mark and our lev, and to understand the biggest bracha in the world. It's a no Kodesh Baruch Hu is right by our side. Shkoich.